The NBA played its annual All-Star game last night in New Orleans, but the buzz around town had little to do with the game. Far more interesting, all the All-Stars who've changed teams, or almost changed teams in the last couple of weeks. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now to talk about all of it. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
So which blockbuster trade was the biggest of the blockbusters?
Well, I think you have to go with the biggest player, and that would be Shaquille O'Neal, who's won four NBA championships, three in Los Angeles and then one 2 years ago in Miami. But he's been hurt most of the last 2 years, and the Phoenix Suns, who were so close to winning NBA titles the last couple of years, decided to take a chance that his 36-year-old body could somehow get healthy for a playoff run one more time. So they made a huge trade to get him, hoping that he can be that last piece that will put them over the top. Now, having said that, Pau Gasol, who went from Memphis to the Lakers, is 10 years younger than Shaquille O'Neal, not nearly as famous, hasn't won a title yet because he's played with bad teams. But if you put him with Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles, given how well the Lakers had already been playing this year, they'd been one of the surprise teams in the league with a 35-17 record. Maybe he's the block that makes the Lakers a championship team.
And then, John, there's the all-but-done trade involving Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks.
Right. It's the on-again, off-again, and now maybe on-again trade. Last Wednesday, Jason Kidd appeared to be traded from the New Jersey Nets to Dallas. Remember, the Mavericks had the best record in the league last year before losing early in the playoffs, but they've stumbled this year. They're in fifth place. So they were desperate to make a move for a point guard. They thought they had Jason Kidd, and then the immortal Devin George, who I know everybody out there is very familiar with, stepped in and invoked a no-trade clause. How in the world Devin George got a no-trade clause, meaning he couldn't be traded without his approval, I don't know. So the team spent the last 4 days scrambling around, and finally, last night, it appears they've reached a deal where five players and two draft picks will go to New Jersey for Jason Kidd. So the West is just loaded with new stars now.
And all these stars moving to the Western Conference, so where does that leave the East?
Well, with the Boston Celtics and the Detroit Pistons, essentially. The Celtics have the best record in the league with all the talk about the West, and the Pistons aren't that far behind them, and the East did win the All-Star game last night. Now, granted, Jason Kidd played for the East last night, his last appearance in a Nets uniform. So the East has two very good teams. The West has unbelievable depth, though. The Portland Trailblazers right now are 500. They'd be out of the playoffs in the Western Conference. They're so deep.
John, let's move down briefly to the college level. What's going on with Indiana University?
Nothing good, Renee. Their coach, right, Kelvin Sampson, has been caught violating NCAA rules for the second time in 3 years. He was put on probation while at Oklahoma for making illegal phone calls. Apparently, he did the same thing at Indiana. He did not learn his lesson, and he may very well be fired before the end of this week. And Indiana, which has not been on probation or been investigated in any way since 1960, could face probation, which would be extremely embarrassing for the school.
So do you think Kelvin Sampson's gone then?
I do think he's gone. I think they said they were going to have a one-week investigation, quote-unquote. I think they're negotiating a buyout because they don't want to get sued by him if they fire him before these NCAA accusations become final, which could lead to a lawsuit if they did it that way.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, who is the author of Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery.